You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited to join us today. Before I jump into the podcast, go over and leave a five-star review. We really love the reviews. Leave some comments. I read all of them, and we would really appreciate that. But before we get started, I definitely want to give a big shout-out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention Coach Unplugged, you get $450 off, and you'll get the best customer service you'll ever expect. Just mention Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's something... You know, when I started teachhoops.com, it was what I would have wanted as a young coach before, you know, all the state championships and all the nationally ranked teams that I've coached. And not to brag, just to kind of tell kind of my journey, I would have killed for this stuff because it would have made my life so much easier, a little bit of everything that you need to become a better basketball coach. And we are the only people out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Follow the roadmap, work on your craft, and you get me, one-on-one mentoring. So I can't imagine anything better than that. I don't know. Anyway, go over and check it out. And let's head off to the podcast.
All right. Welcome to the Basketball Leadership Podcast. Coach and I are both going to pre-apologize for our voices because it's
that time of year.
It's that time of year. I got some hot coffee or hot tea, and I'm trying to make it work. But before we jump in, Coach, why don't you talk about I know you had a big bundle or your newsletter and stuff. Why don't you talk about that real quick before we jump in?
Oh, I mean, just my newsletter, I hit a milestone, I think, over the holidays. Over 10,000 people subscribe now. Great teams, better leaders. It's a great newsletter for you to just read and learn about leadership, coaching, and a whole lot more. And so I got all sorts of resources. Obviously, my Team Leader OS, we've talked about that a lot. Different books I've written and all that. So
give them the URL. Give them the URL so they have it.
Well, I think the easiest, if you just go to gb1leadership.com,
okay,
it'll take you right to a screen. You can subscribe to the newsletter.
Just
encourage you to check that out.
And how often does the newsletter come out?
Comes out every Thursday. It's about a 4-minute read. It's basically one new thought on leadership, culture, teams from me. It's two quotes from coaches and so forth, and then three really good posts on X that I think are relevant for coaches. So gives you a little bit. I also throw some good links. I'm putting one of our podcast links in each one of those newsletters too. So just a lot of resources for a coach to go through. It's a 4 or 5 minute read every Thursday morning at 7 a.m.
That's perfect. That's actually the perfect length, to be honest. Yep. Anything longer, I found that out by writing a newsletter. Anything longer, people don't listen to. All right. So what's today's What's today's topic? I think we're on
today. I want to talk about really, it's a great Kara Lawson video, the women's coach at Duke. And a lot of people have probably seen it. If you haven't, just look it up, Google it. It's how you handle hard. And one phrase that I use online and I've written about is eliminate easy and handle hard. And I think both of us have had some adversity this season with our teams. But when I say eliminate easy, you know, really what I'm thinking about is nothing worthwhile, you know, comes easy. Like everything, you know, that has meaning has to have hard work attributed to it. And so eliminate the easy out of your vocabulary and not think that there's an easy way out of anything, because ultimately what it comes down to is how you handle the hard stuff, because hard stuff will happen. And I think Kara Lawson in this video, which I loved, what I love about it is, you know, she said life never gets easier. I think people all too often look for the easier way out. They think if I get a better job, if I get on a better team, if I do this or that, it's just going to get easier. It never gets easier. It gets harder. Life gets harder.
Yes. Yeah.
But what we learn how to do is handle hard better. And we've had some adversity this year. I know you have. How has your team
control,
handled?
And what I've talked about is control the controllables.
100%.
You know, it's like that was one of the big things. We've had a lot of injuries, a lot of illnesses and stuff. And I was telling Coach before we came on that I haven't played my starting five more than 12 minutes all year in 20 games. And
yeah,
but and so you can handle it. You can and what I love about my group is there's been zero blaming, zero excuses, zero. It's like and my dad is kind of sick and he's in hospice and. And we talk about that I share stuff with my teams. And I said, I've had to miss a game this year to go see him because he fell. And I said, we can only control the control. Like you can control what's in front of you. And yeah. I can't control that, you know, so-and-so broke their arm, but we can control about how we're going to handle it, how we're going to handle the hard times. And I said, and you probably, I mean, it sounds like you've been in some of my team meetings about life not getting easier. It doesn't get easier. It gets more complicated. But I think as we get older, we learn how to handle the complication. Like we learn how to handle, like I can handle this team. This would have been a really hard team for me to handle in my 20s.
Yeah.
But in my 50s, I got a little bit more perspective on life, on things, on kids, on interactions, on community and team that I think you can just handle it a bit easier. And part of that is getting rid of eliminating the, I don't worry about the excess noise. I worry about the hard things that are going on. How are we going to handle that? And like some of the injury kids, it's like, I've had talks with their parents and them. It's like, okay, I want to help them. Cause one of them was really stuck. You know, I use the analogy of like a car in mud. He was just stuck and he couldn't get unstuck. And I called the dad. And I said, I'm just really worried about him. Like we got to get him unstuck. Like, I don't know how to get him unstuck, but we got to come up with a plan to get him unstuck because he's like spiraling. And it was great. He's great now. I mean, we were able to come up with some plans and some things to help him get unstuck. I think that's the hard thing as coaches, but that's, you know, it's hard. It's hard when they're 15 and they hit an obstacle. It's hard for a 25-year-old, you know?
It is. And I think this is really the value of team sports and how why they're so important for kids and why coaches are so important, because I mean, this is life and this is stuff that really matters to kids and they go through a tough injury. I had the same thing with our, you know, 4-year starting point guard this year who had a bad ankle sprain and then it lingered into his hamstring and he did everything you're supposed to do to prep for the year. And finally he's back, you know, to being himself, but you're right. Getting them over that mental hurdle and that challenge is really what coaching is all about.
It is.
And
yeah.
Navigating the hard stuff, the adversity, teaching them how to be resilient, how to overcome that. It's really a critical part of coaching, because how often in our years does a season ever go perfectly as planned? It never does, right? You hope that you have minimal distractions and stuff, but the bottom line is stuff's going to happen. We're teaching kids how to navigate it. We're doing it within the context of team. And I think good coaches help kids navigate that.
And I think part of the issue too is like, even with your player, it's one thing leads to another. And that's what they don't like. I had a kid with a foot problem, and now his back is like, I said, all things are related. Totally. Rehab, like, and they, again, they're teenagers. They compartmentalize. They like, you know, the world is against me. I mean, it's just, they're hard. They're learning to navigate the stormy weather. And we got to be their captains, no pun intended, but in some respects, like,
it's so true. And so I think as a coach, having these conversations with kids, you know, are so important. And, you know, show this video. I mean, if you haven't watched this video with your kids, you really should. It's an excellent video. Handle Hard Better, Kara Lawson. But to me, this is really what coaching is all about. We can talk the X's and O's and all that. I always say that your talent and ability sets the floor for a ceiling or floor for a team. The ceiling is the culture, the leadership, the ability to handle adversity, the soft skills, the resilient, like all this stuff we're talking about, that's what your ceiling is on your team each year. And so just keep that in mind.
And sometimes it's like, I have a relatively young team. So sometimes that you have to lean into that more with, I've had senior teams where it's like, I'm literally a passenger in the car, like
step back and let them go.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm playing probably out of my top nine, I'm probably playing six sophomores. It's like in a league that tends to be dominated by seniors. So like you said, I think a lot of that, you know, handle the hard is hard for them. I mean, some of them were playing freshmen. Some of them were playing JV last year. It's like, they don't know. Like, it's our job to help them through that. Because it's just so different. Hey, it's hard to explain the jump between playing sophomore JV basketball, playing varsity basketball. It's such a big, it's the best. What I tell the kids, it's the best players in your school tend to be on the varsity.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a talented and gifted program for basketball players. So it's a huge jump from playing freshman basketball to varsity basketball, just like it's a huge jump from playing high school basketball to college basketball. Because now all of a sudden, everyone on the college team was the best player on their team. Like, those jumps are hard, I think, from an adversity standpoint.
And it really comes down to kids' ability to handle the jump, handle the hard, handle the speed, handle the mental side of the game. This is such a mental game, and your ability to handle that is definitely a mental side of it.
And you know what, we were just talking about this. I'm a stats teacher, thousands of decisions made from each, like, think about every time you run your offense, like how many people make decisions on one possession. Like, so I said, you're going to make mistakes. It's okay. You know, it's that growth mindset. It's like, we want to minimize them. We want to make them these, and we went through it. I said, there's tens of thousands of decisions made in a high school basketball. Like, you know, I'm not ripping on football, but you know, football has 30 seconds between plays, and they have a play, and then there's, you know, decisions made on each of those plays, but there's a lot of space between them. It's just different.
Which I think is our key as coaches, to not have the kids thinking when they play and just reacting and creating habits. And that's what makes the best teams.
It does. Yeah. All right. Until next week, coach.
All right. See you, coach.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down. Like I say, tell your friends. That would be a good thing. Yeah. Share this on social media. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.